Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that it was good.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University. I'm Jim Burns. Well, in the 1960s, lots of American kids thrilled to the adventures of Speed Racer. But this animated series was more than just a cool cartoon. It was actually the forerunner of what has become one of the most dominant forces in entertainment for kids worldwide. That force is called anime. Well, millions of kids ages 5 to 19 are engrossed in stories like Pokemon, Astro Boy, or Dragon Ball Z through the use of video and playing cards and graphic novels, which we used to call comic books. With this growing interest in anime, a group has emerged that is working to combine this popular art form with God's Word. The result is the Almighty Bible. Scripture presented in anime, in print, video, and social media apps. During the next half hour, I'll continue my conversation with well-known Hollywood producer Ralph Winter on the benefits of using new media to reach this generation of kids with the gospel. We'll also be joined in studio by my good friend Charles Kim, who's part of the organization producing the Almighty Bible. So stay with us, because this is a very special edition of Homeward, and it starts right now. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and I'm excited today. We're going to talk about bringing the Bible to this generation of kids, and I can't think of anything more relevant to your children here on this Homeward broadcast. Two very special people with us, Charles Kim. He's the director of Next Generation Ministry at his church in Los Angeles, California, a former youth minister, a great friend of mine. He was also a pastor near the University of California, Los Angeles campus. He makes his home in Southern California with his beautiful wife and three kids. Part business, part theology, and a great friend. We've traveled together, and he also introduced me to Korean barbecue. Charles, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, well, thank you.
Great to have you with us. And Ralph Winter, a leading Hollywood executive who's produced and executive produced some major blockbuster films here. X-Men, Star Trek series, Fantastic Four, Inspector Gadget. The list goes on. It's a page and a half, but one of my favorite movies called Captain Ron. Now, if you go and see Captain Ron, you may lose all of your respect for me. It's just a silly movie. It's a great movie, actually. He's also served as producer for a number of faith-based films with authors like Frank Peretti and Ted Decker, and lives also here in Southern California, where our broadcast is at, and he's been married to Judy for 35 years. I want to talk about bringing the Bible to this generation of kids, and you guys are a part of an amazing project called the Almighty Bible Project, and you've got Genesis, Exodus, and now Joshua and Judges, and you know, it just keeps on going. Charles, let me start with you. I remember the day that you showed me kind of a mock-up of this Almighty Bible, and I remember getting excited and jumping at it. And you know, I love you and appreciate so much about what you have to do and say in your life and ministry and work. But the truth was, I went, "That'll get kids reading the Bible."
Yeah,
talk about that.
I think it's urgency, where it's true that kids are not reading the Bible, and it really makes sense why they are not reading the Bible, because the Bible is a thick book with just a bunch of text. And sometimes I even have a hard time actually reading, you know, sitting down and reading. And to throw this thick book, probably thickest book they ever get, and to ask them to read, I had problem with my own kids. They are 10, 9, and 5. And, you know, what can I do to help them? The story itself is amazing. But just these texts is so hard for kids to understand. So a few of us got together and, hey, let's do something that maybe this culture does so well, which is images and the media. They use that platform to capture the teenagers, you know, the just ideas and their thinking.
Now, you said the word images. And, of course, Ralph, you're a person who creates stories through image and media. And this Bible has some pretty amazing images. It's actually what you'd call the genre of graphic novel. You know, I've often told parents that they have to become students of the culture and that they should watch MTV. But in many ways, what people are now saying is they should also look at the Cartoon Network, because cartoons have changed.
as and it's much more graphic in nature. Explain to our listeners, what does it mean to show the Bible in kind of a graphic novel art form?
Well, you're telling the story in pictures. It's certainly a lot more affordable than trying to make all 500 or 600 stories of the Bible into movies. But it's you can pick it up and jump in any place. But the pictures are wonderful images and angles and characters and colors that are intriguing and fun, and yet the content's coming across as well. So I think that's really fun for especially a younger audience to jump in and see this.
Yeah. Well, you know, really our goal is to plant the Word of God in kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of doesn't matter if it's in red or blue or whatever, it's still the Word of God. And what you've done is you've done something in terms of the style of these images.
Manga and anime has been, that's been the kind of new revolution that's been starting to happen past 5 to 10 years. And if you go to Borders or Barnes & Noble,
right.
I mean, that section is expanding each year. And there's so many books that has these graphic images, and teenagers today globally are right. just hooked into it. And I think recently TV stations have really adopted this. So past 10 years, there's been shows like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Naruto. I mean, these weird characters are capturing our kids' attention because it's just cool images.
Well, and you know what? I mean, it's compelling.
Yeah,
you know, when I've kind of turned it on and looked at it, or, you know, you've got me to go over to Borders and take a look at that because you mentioned it. And so I went and looked the next time I was in Borders or whatever. And, you know, it's very compelling and it is captivating. And yet what you're saying is, no, you can bring the Word of God in the same manner with the same type of art form.
I think we have better stories to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the Bible, I mean, we are, you know, working on Joshua and Judges and wow, the characters, you know, Joshua, Caleb. It's just the stuff that they go through is just incredible. We just haven't put it into images where we can help the young generation to kind of think about what Joshua would have looked like, you know, or Abraham, you know, or the Exodus. When you look at Moses going through all those plagues, I mean, it's just filled with images, but we haven't done our job. Put it into pictures with colors. We just expect kids to just read these texts. And I hope that they will dream up some images.
Right.
But it really helps them if we draw these characters. Not that, you know, Joshua would look like what we, you know, put out on the, you know, the Bible. But at least it stimulates their mind. And they can really think of maybe ways they can understand the scripture better.
No, it's incredible. You know, Ralph, we were talking about this in another broadcast. And I know this is your heart too, Charles. But, you know, we're sitting here looking at an iPad, amazing images with an iPad. And, you know, today, this new generation, they are so computer savvy and they have their smartphones. And, you know, whether we can sure talk about the good and the bad and the ugly of all this stuff. But the truth is what you're trying to do is not just put it in a book form, but you're also moving it quite quickly to an iPad.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting. iPhone came out in 2007. And there's been at least 4 different generations of it. Now there's iPod and, you know, now iPad. And there's other versions of smartphones where kids are not just texting words. Now they're texting images, sending pictures. So, I mean, this generation spends so much time in front of a screen. So not only we have a book, but, you know, Almighty Bible is, you know, it can be put into iPad or iPhone, which will really attractive for them when they look at these images.
The technology has also allowed these images to get made faster, better, cheaper.
Yeah, interesting.
And that's also what's sort of why that's coming to the forefront now, is that everyone is using the technology to tell stories and to draw images and to make more vibrant pictures and compelling images. So as the technology races forward, it puts those tools in the hands of more people. And now it makes it more accessible to do this and to tell these stories.
So I'm thinking about, you know, a couple who lives maybe someplace in the Midwest. You know, we're airing here at the Homeward studio here at Azusa Pacific University in California. But, you know, somebody who lives in the Midwest or someplace, and they say, I want to sign up. I want my kids to read the Bible. You know, they're totally off and on, or they go to church, and they seem to think it's okay when they're the ages of Charles' kids, you know, younger age. And maybe there's others who are listening who have teenagers who say, hey, I'm totally, you know, trying to get my kids to even stay at church or whatever. You know, what suggestion do you give to them when it comes to something like this?
Well, they can, you know, I think kids are always wanting to see something or get something. So the problem is parents often forget to. We need to be the one, give them something that has a better alternative option. So sometimes parents don't know what to get for them. So I think first thing is try to go to our website, you know, have the kids check it out. And these images are somewhat compelling and very attractive. And, you know, it's a straight out from the Bible. And then we, you know, they have images so they can, I mean, my kid, when they first saw Genesis, I mean, for 3 hours, they could not put the book down. And as a parent, I was very excited. And next day, he was looking at the same images again. And somehow, kids are so drawn to images.
Yeah. Well, the website that you just talked about is called thealmightybible.com, and we heartily recommend this at Homeward. And again, this isn't an infomercial. This is getting the Word of God into your kids' lives. And I think this is, for this generation, one of the most effective new tools that you can use. And I'm just so grateful that Charles is with us, Ralph is with us. We'll come right back. There's more on Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Don't go away.
And jot down that website before we continue with part two of today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. I want to encourage you to write down thealmightybible.com, and you can learn more about this really great resource, especially if your kids are into anime at all. If they like Dragon Ball Z, if they like Pokemon or Astro Boy, this is a resource they'll want to get because it's interactive. You heard a clip of the audio portion of this at the start of the program today. Go back and listen to it again if you want to hear what that sounds like. Genesis and Exodus are already out. Joshua and Judges just now coming out, and that's why we recommend thealmightybible.com here at Homeward.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Great conversation today with Charles Kim, Ralph Winter. Charles Kim is director of Next Generation Ministry at a great church in Southern California. He's also a former youth minister, and he has pastored actually at a church near the campus of UCLA in Los Angeles, makes his home with his beautiful wife in Southern California, and they have 3 children, 10, 8, and 5. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, he also introduced me to Korean barbecue, and we had some great time, and so we have great time together. He's a great friend of mine. Ralph Winter is one of the leading Hollywood executives who's produced many major blockbuster films and executive produced these, including X-Men, Star Trek series, Fantastic Four, Planet of the Apes. Captain Ron is the one that I'm pushing today. He's also served as producer for a number of faith-based films as well. And it's just a privilege to have both of you with us today, especially as we talk about this very important subject, bringing the Bible to this generation of kids. Now, the Almighty Bible that we're talking about today uses this popular art form that you were talking about, Charles, to bring the Word of God to life. Now, have you had anybody say negative things about it? You know, when, and there are some of our listeners who will probably want to write us right now, but when they, you know, the King James Version was the only version, and now, you know, many use NIV and, you know, the Living Bible and other types of things. You know, do you get any pushback because you're using this particular art form that some people would look at as, you know, almost non-Christian, as if there's certain art forms that are non-Christian?
I guess so far, no. Actually, yeah. And everyone agrees that, wow, if we can help the kids to understand what this text says, I think whether it's in King James Version or NIV or New Living, it just supports what the text says. So far, everyone really loved it. So
that's good. Ralph, talk about the increasing influence of media to this generation. We talked about iPhones and iPads and all this kind of stuff, but really kids are so much more on their computers, the web. Many kids aren't reading books today, and they're not reading the Bible.
There's so many choices in the marketplace from movies and television and games, and it's overwhelming, I think, for kids. And the technology is sort of mesmerizing in a way as well. But the stuff that is compelling can cut through, and that's certainly, you know, seeing the stories in the Bible in a different way, kids haven't seen that in that way. They haven't seen those stories in that graphic visual way. And I think that's attractive. I think that's a way in that they're not going to find with a lot of their other friends. So it's overwhelming. And it's, you know, most people can't remember the theme of the sermon on Monday, but they can quote lines from movies years past.
Right.
The graphic novels and Almighty Bible allow you to sort of get a compelling, get an emotional response. That's what lasts. That's what makes a connection. And that's what kids are looking for. They're looking for that emotional connection.
Right. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that. One of the things we do at Homeward is we train people in youth ministry. Charles has been a major part of that in many ways. And we'll teach them that there's a 5 to 10% retention if you do things verbal or written. But 25% retention or more if you see it visually. And then what I'll say is, what did your pastor talk on 3 weeks ago? No one, because there's a couple pastors who say, I can't remember what I talked on. And that's not a burn, because we're proclaiming the word of God in sermons. And I know you would agree with me on that. At the same time, I'll say, give me a movie. For some reason, they'll take Titanic or, you know, some famous movie that they had seen 10 years ago. And I'll say, give me a scene. How many of you, they'll say the scene. And then I say, how many of you remember that scene? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all
they
there.
Quote it.
So this is what I appreciate about the Bible is how do we, one of the things I want to be most committed to in the next years is how do I plant the word of God in kids' lives? And I think it's going to have to be through the image of it. And we have that today. We have access to it easier than we did back in the days when we would give a great story, but we couldn't, you know, give them that kind of an image.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And I think so many times we have blamed the church, where we know that kids are not staying in church after they graduate from high school or college. And I think, yes, maybe there's some roles the church had, but I think if kids can meet God through the word and also through the images, I think we can really stop this exile of young people leaving church. I think kids are just maybe not interested in church because many ways they don't know God personally. And I don't know what other source that we have except the word of God. And if we can help them to have an image along with the text, a story, and I think this will really help them to have a stronger faith. And I mean, Bible is just filled with stories of heroes. And I think, you know, people who have failed, who have succeeded. Even Genesis alone, we found so many characters. There's about 550 images that we have from Genesis. Exodus, we have like 400 images out of Exodus alone. So the more they can be drawn to stories of the Bible through images and text, I think hopefully they'll have stronger faith and continue on through their adult life as well, too.
You know, you mentioned something that's really interesting, and Ralph, this will be interesting. You, our background here, Charles and mine, is more youth ministry, and so we live with this. With this quote, the statistic says that about 80% of kids will leave the church when they graduate from high school, but about 300% better chance of them staying in the church if they have faith conversations in the home. Isn't that amazing? And this has just come out. So we're trying like crazy to figure out what, and we talk about this on Homeward all the time. How can we help the parents and the families and grandparents and anybody else have faith conversations at home? Because these kids are going to stay, as long as they're not toxic and weird type stuff. So what I'm thinking, what I'm envisioning is actually either going to, you know, the iPad or computer even, or the books of the Almighty Bible, and actually kind of reading them together.
Yeah, it works really well. I've done it with my kids where, I mean, in the iPad, we have a narration to it. But I say, hey, it's your turn to read this time. And my son tried to read, and I tried, hey, come on, be more active. You know, just read as an, you know, as if you're really reading the scripture. And we loved it, actually.
Yeah.
And going through maybe 5, 6, 7 pages, they were really into it because they see the images.
Now, there's a narration.
Yeah, in the iPad or iPhone version, there's a narration. Now it's an adult voice, but we're going to try to change that for youth voice, whether teenage girl or teenage boy actually reading it, so that they could hear their own generation reading the scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one of our projects that we're working on right now.
And the look of it is manga.
Yeah.
And that's a style. That's an art form. And it actually comes out of the more Asian community. Is that right?
It's a Japanese cartoon.
Right.
So if you look at Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, I mean, you see, once again, Naruto or Dragon Ball, same type of drawings. But It's very creative. Our artists are one of the best in both in Hollywood and in
It looks just like Pokemon or any of those other types of
better
images.
But better characters than Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. That's what I appreciate. You know, what I appreciate, and I think parents have to get excited about this, is that you can use, and Ralph does this so well with what he does, but you can use an art form to actually make the Bible come more alive. This is in the old days, Martin Luther, and I don't know that some of our listeners knew this, but Martin Luther would take a beer drinking song from the pub and turn it into a hymn. And yeah. Now we're singing those things. But he was doing it because he was taking what was relevant for the day, not changing the word of God, but being relevant for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We did a book signing in Barnes & Noble's in Texas, and one of the 13-year-old boy saw our book, and he emailed us his own image and his own drawings of Abraham. Yeah. So that was kind of exciting. Wow. So now kids have their own ideas of what Abraham might have looked like. So I'm excited because we want kids to be interactive, send us stuff. They can really think of ways to make Bible come alive to their own generation.
Well, I think you can also do this with even younger kids probably, because you can read to them.
Right, sure.
They want to see the pictures. And Man, when you go out to eat, kids are always saying, where's the iPhone? They want to play games or look at images, another place that they can be looking at this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I was just telling a story the other day that my daughter went to Azusa Pacific, where we happen to be right now, and she's now graduated, and actually she works at Homeward. But I took her out to dinner with her friends. I went to meet all of her college buddies, and so there's about five or six girls. And I took them across the street to this great Mexican restaurant, and we weren't having conversation because they were all on their iPhones. And finally I said, okay, this is a no texting zone for a bit. The girls didn't know me, but you're exactly right. There's appropriate time to use it and not an appropriate time. Ralph, not long ago, I watched an interview that you gave for the Fox Movie Channel, and you were talking with a group of aspiring filmmakers, and you quoted Bono of U2 when you said, history is measured by results, not attempts. I want you to take some of the final moments of this broadcast and talk about that.
Well, it's, that's what we remember, is what people have accomplished, and good intentions don't matter. It's what we can accomplish. So, with the Almighty Bible, with actually getting product made that an audience will respond to, is what people are going to remember. And it's tough. It's hard. It's not easy to do in a marketplace that is so busy, so crowded. There's very little oxygen left for what we think has value, and we have to fight for that. We have to be passionate about it, because it's not going to happen on its own. Somebody is behind these things to make them happen.
Yeah, you're right. And what I appreciate about the Almighty Bible is that the somebodies are amazing people. You've brought amazing people together, talented, top talent, to make this happen. And I, for one, am very grateful for that. And I'm also excited about, there's not much room there, but you know what? The best will always receive great results, and this is just great stuff. Thank you, both of you, for being with us.
Thank you.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Ralph Winter and Charles Kim here on the Homeward Broadcast. And this has really been a powerful discussion about the influence of media and what it can have on the lives of our kids, and how we parents can help to steer their attention toward art forms that are already in their world, but also that have a biblical foundation too. This new project, the Almighty Bible, is just wow.
Hey, you know what? I'm psyched.
Yes.
I'm psyched. I don't usually say that on Homeward, but I really am psyched. Yeah. You know, when it comes to tweens, ages 8 to 12, I mean, anime is king. It's also, we were talking with Ben, our sound engineer, who was saying that, his sons, are totally into this anime.
Well, I have a 16-year-old, same
graphic
thing.
Novel. So 16, exactly. Yeah. This style, if you would. And so it is king and queen, if you would. And I cannot stress enough how important it is for us as parents to get our arms around what kind of media is important to our kids, and then get familiar with it. You've heard me say this before, but I think we need to read what they read, watch what they watch, and listen to what they listen to, but also sometimes in the form that they read, watch, and listen as well.
Right.
Well, during the past half hour, we've been talking about anime and the Almighty Bible. Now, some people, anime may be brand new. It's sure not to kids, because some parents might have heard this discussion and wondered why we're even making such a big deal of it. But let's face it. Let's just take Pokemon, Roger. Okay. 200 million units were sold just in console form.
Yeah.
I mean, 200 million, my heavens, that's bigger than major rock stars with their CDs and things like that, of course. And what's fascinating is the Pokemon brand is the second most popular video game character of all time.
That's amazing.
And, you know, number one, you know what it is? Mario Brothers.
Right,
you told me that. Super Mario Brothers. Well, here's the point. Anime is extremely popular with teens and preteens, and the Almighty Bible is in the anime version of God's Word. And it's in Genesis and Exodus. It's absolutely beautiful. I love this, actually. As soon as my friend Charles Kim showed me, you know, months ago what it was going to look like, I went, that's it.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's use this. And today they have Joshua and Judges just out as well.
Out.
I highly recommend it. And so as a parent of kids, then I want to suggest that you may want to go look at the Almighty Bible and see if it isn't for your kids. I'm going to suggest it probably is.
Well, we highly recommend this resource, and especially this time of year, as you're thinking about maybe starting your own new daily devotional walk, why not encourage your kids to look at the Almighty Bible as well so they can do the same. Go to thealmightybible.com for more information. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.